Hey, leaders, listeners, and life's most curious people, this is Meaningful Mischief. Three entrepreneurs in pursuit of bringing our best, giving the most, and having fun along the way. No overnight successes, scaling hacks, or planning models here. Just a conversation about what we're learning and loving about meaning, impact, health, wealth, and everything in between. This is Meaningful Mischief. Let's jump in. Hello, everyone. We are back. I think it's our fourth or fifth episode on relationships.
Fourth and
And
final.
fourth and final. And for the fourth and
We
final,
think.
we think, yeah. I mean, it isn't everything about a relationship. But anyway, on this little journey that we've been on, this little mini journey, this topic is going to be the end of relationships. Bom, bom, bom. Or maybe that's a good thing, right?
New beginning.
New beginning. Absolutely. So we don't really, you know, we just decided we were going to talk about this one moments ago. But I think about the end of relationships. I mean, there's the end of like the romantic, intimate partner relationship, which can be, you know, quite an ordeal. Although there's a comedian once, I think it might have been Louis C.K., who said, everybody's like, so I'm so sorry to hear you got divorced. He's like, what? Divorce is the good news. The sad part was before. Like, divorce is the relief or whatever, right? So, but then there's also the end of work relationships, the end of friendships, the, you know, how do you do it? Do you do it consciously, subconsciously? Does it, you know, are there good ways to do it, bad ways to do it? I mean, there's tons on this topic that we could cover, but yeah. How do you guys feel about that?
Good.
Good.
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, the thing, we just finished the podcast on personal relationships. And the thing, as you were speaking right now, saying what's the end of the relationship, the thing that comes to me, and it might be a big topic to cover, but ego death. What part of you needs to finish and die off in order for the new version of you to come to the forefront to then attract the ideal, whatever it is that you're looking for?
Holy shit, Stel. I feel like that's like a completely, that's like throwing a grenade in the middle of the conversation.
I know.
I was like, you know what? I could talk about how somebody's chosen to leave the relationship with our company, like leave our team. I'm like, all right, well, let's have that conversation. You're like, ego death, the hardest thing ever.
The hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
The
hardest. Where do we
thing
want to
ever.
Take it? We could go any of the ways.
Or all.
Or all. Yeah. Well, how about this? You know, we've all been on the earth for some time and we've all had different relationships that have come in and out of our life. And sometimes it can feel, and we've even talked about a few episodes ago, talked about how much time and energy we're putting into connecting with people and how much time that takes and all that stuff. But I like this concept of not every friendship is meant to last, or let's say not every relationship is meant to last forever. It's not like you're collecting relationships and you need to hang on to them. It's okay that they had a season and that season ended. So like when I think about friendships, like friendships of different time of life. Now I moved around a lot, so I dropped friends all the time because just by geography, and we actually had to like mail letters to stay in touch. So I'm used to that experience, but there's also times when you're really close and connected to somebody. Maybe it's because you're working together and you've got this shared mission, but when that's gone, so then therefore does the daily connection and stuff like that. And so that just sort of fades, and that's okay. Right. But then there's the ones where you're like, I need to mindfully divorce this person. Like not necessarily the marriage, but it like, I need to be like, nope, I'm not hanging out with you anymore or whatever. And then how do you do that? So what comes to mind when you think about the end of relationships? Like what's the first thing that comes to mind for you? Because I could talk about 12 different versions. I mean, I obviously for Stella, it's ego death. And I don't know if I can.
Well, no, it became ego death. For me, it's the heart. If you had have asked me this and still, it's the hardest thing. Like for me to end things.
Yeah. End things with another person?
Another person. Yeah.
Okay.
Ending for me is not an option, because I'm very committed and dedicated and disciplined. So if I'm in, I'm in.
Right.
The reason I brought up the ego death piece is, so ego in Greek, by the way, means me, ego.
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes you hear ego and you're like, oh, cocky. And no, it's just, it means me. It means who am I?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I've grown up in a certain way and I've developed a certain way that I see myself as a certain persona, okay, it's like, all right, and you hear people saying, I am shy, I am excited, I am whatever, right?
It's
All these,
identity.
it's identity, right? So if we have a certain identity and that identity attracts another identity where that relationship works. What happens if now your true identity starts coming to the surface and that part of you that you thought was you now disappears?
Yep.
Now what? Right?
You're
And
not the same person for that relationship.
you're not the same person for the relationship. And I think the way
Yeah.
that you know is that the relationship just dissolves on its own without any, what's the word I'm looking for? Without any,
Fire.
yeah,
Conflict?
not conflict. There's no attachment to it. I don't, there's the word's not coming to me, but it just
It dissolves.
it dissolves,
Yeah, I've
right?
had
And
lots of
then
those. Yeah.
lots of them, right? And then,
Yeah.
you know, many years later, it's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. And have you guys ever had that happen where you meet that person? You've changed so much, they've changed so much. All of a sudden, now the relationship's hit a whole different level from the growth that has happened within the two relationships. Has that ever happened or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my closest relationships that actually has happened to.
So, yeah, because I've had the ones, it made me think about the ones where I felt like it was a natural dissolution. And then I met the person later and they were quite upset. But it was natural for me, but not for them.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was like in some ways deserting that person when for me it was more like it just doesn't fit anymore. And it was a friendship. It wasn't like a romantic. It wasn't like I ghosted somebody in a romantic relationship, although I have done that in my younger days.
But I think there's only two ways to end a relationship, right? One, and depends on what type of relationship. One is just to ignore them and hope that they go away, or is to get ahead of it and through communication you end it, either through you initiating it or you do something for them to initiate it,
Yes.
where you go, well, I don't have, you know, I can't end it, so I will create a storm so that they walk away.
Right. Oh, well, and the ignoring one has different levels. There's the like flat out like you're in a relationship with somebody and you just don't call them back, like the ghosting. But then there's the other one where it's just life gets busy and you just don't pick up the phone and call and reach out. Like Brandon and I have had that relationship with different couples and families over the years. I've had that happen with different people. And that one's because it's just kind of like a natural flow of things. Like, oh, my energy's now over here and your energy's over there and we haven't seen each other. And it just kind of, there's no hard feelings. There's that way. And then there's the I have to have a conversation because I guess out of kindness and clarity, it's not good to just ghost somebody. I was young when I did that. It was like, it's not good.
But the ending is tricky. I mean, I've been in different types of relationships where I've ended it, and I can take it probably 80% of the way towards the end, and the last part of it I really struggle with. And I'll give you a perfect example, even though this is different, but I'll give you a perfect example. So my wife tells me the other day that we've got a new kitten.
You
Okay,
have a
and I
cat? You have
didn't.
like a new
We
pet?
now have a cat, yeah. And it was a planned thing on her side that then all of a sudden we have a cat, and I was like, absolutely not. We're not having it.
Oh my
I
God, but you
called the
gotta.
woman, and it was a rescue cat. And then so I called the person that apparently is, you know, giving it to us, and I said, I'll bring it back to you. We're going to drop it off. We're not having it. Da, da, da. So it's gone. I've taken it all the way to the last bit where I'm meeting the woman an hour away. I'm going to take the cat. I've got it already. And I'm going to drop it off at her house and give it back because it was a rescue cat. And I've gone upstairs to
get the actual card because my wife's taking it upstairs, and she, my wife's smart in this area. She knows what I'm like, and she knows this. I have the weakness in the ninth, tenth part of this to finish it.
Yeah. Plus, you're about to go
So
pick up a kitten. Like, who gives back a kitten?
exactly.
Cold-hearted people.
And
No.
so I go, she takes the cat upstairs. Obviously, she puts it in the hand of the kids. So I have to prize the kitten out, and
Yeah.
they're all crying and stuff. And then I fold. I
Of course you
collapse and
did.
go, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I've
Of
taken it
course.
all the way from, we're not having it. She's agreed we're not having it. I've called the woman. We're dropping it off. I've arranged to take it back. The car's ready. The car's switched on, ready. The door's open. I've got the box hanging by the door. And I would have done it if the cat was there, we wouldn't have a cat anymore. But she takes it to a different area where it requires that extra level of strength, which I don't possess.
But
And
maybe you just, maybe you just saw the joy that the cat brought the kids, no?
no, it's not, because it's exactly the same as my ex relationships. Where it
Really?
is, I've told them, get out the house, we're not with you anymore. And then it comes to her coming back to collect her stuff, and she's crying, and I fold again because it's like,
Shit.
look, give it one more time. And then she's back in again. And of course, so it's, I took, I said in the last podcast, it's self-sabotage, right? So, and it's
Dude,
the
I
same.
love knowing this about you now. This is so, I don't
And
know, sweet.
I can initiate things. Like, I've been in several groups and forums and different things where somebody says, look, we need to get rid of somebody, or we need to tell somebody they can't be part of us, or we need to. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have any fear in me that goes, oh, no, I'm not the person. I can do that as long as I'm
Yeah.
not met with that.
Any
So
sort of resistance?
it's not even hostility, because if it's because of the feminine in me. If I see that vulnerability or that emotion or that sadness, I fold.
Oh
You
my
know, so
God.
for example, if I had, and I've had, you know, quite a few people with work who've had to fire and things like that, if they create that hostility and screw you and it becomes hostile, I have no problem at all. I'll go full
Totally.
one, yeah. But it's
Yeah.
like, look, please just give me one more chance. I'll try really hard, and they give the sympathy, I can cave.
There's a
Love it.
a concept when I'm coaching, an NLP concept called prime concerns. And one of the questions that we ask is, what are you best at? Stopping things, starting things, or changing things?
Okay.
Okay, so just think, and it should just be an automatic response for the listeners, right? So what are you best at? Stopping things, starting things, or changing things? And then what are you worst at? Stopping things, changing things, or starting things. Okay, now what's the first thing that pops up for both of you in terms of what are you the worst at?
I think you're missing one, finishing things.
No, I'm not. No. Stopping, starting, or changing. Which ones? What are we worst at?
Worst out of the three. Like for me, it's
I'd have to
stopping. I mean, it's
say
automatic.
stopping
Yeah, for me,
because
it's
starting
stopping.
and changing is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think me too.
Okay, so it's a no-brainer for me. Like stopping is
Except
a.
for that, like, if I don't pay attention to something, it naturally stops. So I like the conflict moment or the having to like the having to end a relationship. Yeah, that's a thing, and I probably wouldn't be good at that. But if it's like a, I just am now, this thing over here is boring to me, and I'm gonna go over here and focus on this thing naturally just ends
Yeah, so that's
because
changing. Well,
I,
that's you're good at changing things, right?
okay, then yeah.
Right. So it's going to be one or the other. Now the thing is, this is the question that we ask afterwards, right? Because as soon as it's what someone says, stopping things is the issue. Now the question is, what do you need to do? Okay,
Is he
if
become better at
just it's a doing issue, right? It's like, what is it that you're
it?
not doing that you need to do? Right? If it's changing, then it's what are you not having that you need to have? Right? And it's a much deeper question, because now the question lies in, you know, for changing, for example, there's a reason why you have a hard time changing things. So what is it that you don't have that won't allow you to do that, right? And then for starting, it's like, who do you need to be? Okay, so and the reason I bring this up is that it's different for everybody in terms of ending things. So if you're going to end relationships, what is it that you have a hard time when, you know, when you want, we need to stop things? And again, these are internal representations that happen that, again, we don't know where they're coming from. They're not conscious. It's an unconscious programming. But as James, as you were speaking, you know, I can relate because that's me, right? Caving in all the whole time. And then the other thing that came to me is, guess who's gonna have to take care of the cat? I'm just, right? That's the program that was coming into mind. That's what I was like, you're like, give it, get back. Is it hard? It's like, give it back, give it back, give it back. Yeah,
That's so
no.
funny that you guys are so like, do you have pets at all? Like you were talking to, I have two dogs and a cat. And I think pets are like the best thing. I'm like, well, how could you just turn away a little fuzzy thing? And the cats are so self-sufficient. You just put food out.
Oh, that's if it was a dog, it's a different story. I love dogs,
Yeah.
but cats,
Interesting.
yeah,
Okay, so I
no.
want to talk about, so there's the moment of the change, the breaking up, the this doesn't work, and that's difficult to do. But then there's the end of things, the winding up. So decision's been made. And then there's a change that happens. And so I can remember, I'm going to use work examples. I left before I started the company. I left two organizations. And in both cases, I like the friendships ended. Like I just was leaving for my next move, whatever I needed to do for myself and my family. I wasn't like leaving on bad terms in my mind. I was just leaving because I wanted something different for myself. But in both cases, it cost the relationship. Like there was anger, I think, still anger around the me deciding to go. And then I was like, and in some ways, it was hurtful to me because I'm just because I wanted to move my career into a different place. That does now that relationship's gone. And then now, like somebody's chosen to leave our team, and I'm dealing with that. Like, oh, that doesn't feel good. Somebody who I like, you know, and we've worked together for a number of years now is deciding to move on. Now, intellectually, I'm like, oh, this is great. This person's decided, you know, where she wants to go and what she wants to focus on, and it's better with her life. I'm like, that's great. If we become a place where people come, learn more about themselves, and then they move on, like intellectually, I like that. But emotionally, I'm like, feels like you're
Because
divorcing me.
the majority of people would think emotionally.
Yeah. Like, and so then you kind of play with that feeling. I like intellectually, I'm like, this is good. This is going to be fine. Endings happen. What's good for the individual is good for the company because I don't want somebody here who's moved on in, you know, in their own mind and heart. But then there's also the, like I didn't make the decision. I don't like the feeling, you know? I don't know. The end of things is
Because
tough.
it's kind of rejection as well. Because
It is.
if you're at that end of it where someone's leaving you, no one
Yeah.
likes. Yeah.
No. It doesn't, yeah, it doesn't feel good. And then you're in an unwinding moment, which, and this is just a like this is just a working relationship unwinding. Like there's nothing else happening other than even she's going to continue working for us in a different capacity. But like imagine the ending of a friendship that like a long-term friendship because something doesn't serve you or I mean, obviously a marriage, like the unwinding, like the moment of the decision is difficult. The moment of the conversation is difficult, but the ripple effect of the unwinding of a life or whatever is like those are really tough times. They don't, there's no like finite moment. It's like it evolves. It's not easy.
There's
So for
a
anyone listening, Mm-hmm.
no, I was just going to say stuff for anyone listening in, and obviously we're not here to give relationship advice and things, but I think it's if you've already made the decision, then from what I would say is then you need to make a decision then. If you've made a decision that you want to exit a relationship, I think it needs to be being true to yourself of, am I going to be honest about the reasons why, or do I want to break away from the relationship in the easiest possible way? Because sometimes, if you know it's come to an end, then you're going to end. You know, you don't necessarily need to say all the reasons why, because it could make it worse. Or you could, sometimes the
Yeah.
dialogue can make it worse, because then it's like, I'm ending because of this. But you're also giving the person an opportunity to fight back and try and save it. And
You find
maybe it's,
yourself in a negotiation, which you're
yeah.
not. If you
And maybe you
give
don't need
reasons,
that.
yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, look, I'm exiting, and that's it, you know. Or you, if it's a friend, and you go, you just take, go down the silence route, and you, we come to
What's
our.
wrong with a friendship that just sort of dissolves slowly? Like, I don't think that's a bad thing. It's like my husband and I used to hang out with this couple, and they were hockey parents. And one night, I may have said this to you guys before, but one night we went there, and they're just so caught up in the negativity. I mean, this is years ago, like, it might even have been 10 years ago. And it was fun at first because you're so into your kids and the hockey and the environment, and all these things, and they're fun people. But then one night we went there and it was just all kinds of trash talking of people and kids and families and coaches and da da da. I came home and I was like, I feel like a worse person after leaving that night. Like, I don't want to do that again. And Brandon felt the same way. And so we never did it again. But we didn't have to be like, hey, people, we've decided that we don't like how we feel when we leave hanging out with you and we don't want to talk about those things and whatever. We just didn't book any further dinners. I don't know. Is there anything wrong with that?
And that's okay. No, that's absolutely
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
You know, and I think once you realize what you do want, and you do fill your schedule with that,
Yeah.
the inconvenience of other, options just disappear. I mean, it's, I don't know how to say it, but this goes back again to, okay, but what is it that I want? What is it that I'm moving towards? What's important to me? Right, and then fill the schedule with that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then now all of a sudden you become busy on doing the things that you love doing, and the things
Yeah.
that you need to grow from, and on and on and on and on. Right, so I don't think it's a problem at all. But I mean, again, it goes back to who changed. Right, I the person with the most flexibility in the behavior controls the system. Right. So the
Yeah.
more that you understand yourself, the more that you're willing to be present for other people, the more you're willing to understand what is this connection that is important to you, the easier it is to make these decisions, for me anyways. Right. But again, it's easier said than done. Right. Because like I said to you, it's the worst thing for me. Like the hardest thing for me is to stop being anything. Right. Because I only
Right.
see the positive. I only see the possible. I'm the, eternal optimist. So even when there's that, have you ever talked to a friend and you're like, you gotta go, and they can't see it, like they can't
Yeah.
see it, and then finally one day they're like, oh my God, why didn't you tell me? It's like, I've been telling
Yeah.
you for 2 freaking years,
Reminds me of
right?
that scene in When Harry Met Sally, because Carrie Fisher is dating the married guy, and the whole movie they have a conversation, and like every 5 minutes he's like, he's never gonna leave her. No, he's never gonna
Yeah.
leave her. It's like this, that thing's on repeat the whole time. Yeah. Well, yeah, but then there's the other thing, like, have you been the person where you've seen the train wreck of the relationship and you try to weigh in because you're like, this isn't good for you, but then you end up screwed because they end up
Exactly.
married and together forever? Like, you.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a good place. I've been there. Good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But again, it's a projection of you not wanting something to end in this case. And it's like, oh, but, right? Because the opposite is trying to help. It's like, okay, try this, try this, try this. Meanwhile, they should have separated.
Left. Yeah. Yeah. Do
So.
you guys have relationships that you're hanging on to that you should let go of?
I think we all do, if we're honest with ourselves.
Yeah.
And if we don't, you're not growing.
Right.
Because you've got to leave stuff behind to create new relationships. I think entrepreneurs are probably, I don't know, this is probably not fair to say. I was going to say entrepreneurs probably have more relationships that they need to dissolve.
What
But I
makes you
think,
say that, even if it's not totally universally true? What makes
just
you think
because
that?
if we're on a personal growth, and we're trying to make our future bigger than our present, we're naturally going to be having new clients, new employees, new staff. We're going to surround ourselves with people, friends that maybe understand the entrepreneur world. And so maybe we need to exit old friends. But I don't think that's probably correct or fair. I think we all have people around us that we're hanging on to that maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah. I think about how easy it is to get overscheduled, even just the mechanics of connecting to that many people. And I say that I am overcommitted and easily distracted. And I do genuinely enjoy all the things I commit to. I've gotten better at the if I don't really, you know, I have a friend. It's my friend Melanie. She listens to this. She said to me once that when she'll bump into people and they're like, "Oh yeah, we have to get together for coffee," she'll just be like, "It was so good to see you." Like she won't say yes. And I think that's such a good strategy. In those moments when you're at the grocery store and someone's like, "Yeah, let's get together," and you're like, "Oh, I can't really, you know."
I have a good answer to that. I have a good answer to that one.
What is
That's
it?
awesome. Send me some dates and times.
Oh, so if you ever
Get
say
back
that
on
to me,
that.
Stell, I know that I'm
No,
on
no,
the
no, but no, but it's not that I don't want to, but the reason I do it is to put accountability in there. Send me some dates and times. If I see that actually there's someone's doing it, now I'm like, oh, okay, hold on, maybe there's something here. But guess how many times they send you dates and times?
No.
Yeah, zero. Maybe 1%.
If that.
So how do we decide? Maybe we could just wrap it with this. How do we decide in those cases where there might be a relationship that we need to let go of? What do you go to help you make that decision? And for me, because I was thinking about you, James, with your it's hard to get over that the
But with
final 20,
the
the cat story,
cat.
the final 20% of making it happen. For me,
Yeah.
like all things come back to purpose. And I'm just thinking in my own history, like when I had to end some of those working relationships, like I was very entwined in those organizations. And so I knew it would have a big effect. Not everybody's replaceable, but I knew it would have a big effect. But I kept coming back to what does life look like without me doing that? And I kept coming back to like, it's for me and aren't my family. And so with that purpose in mind, I knew that it was the right thing to do. And if I think I don't really have a present relationship where I'm like, oh, I got to cut that off right now. But if it came up, I would be like, well, energy over here is costing me the energy I want to be putting into the things for me and my family, you know? So it's that, for me, that's the ultimate question I would come down to. It would be like, any time, energy, focus I'm putting into this thing that isn't serving me in the way that I'm growing. If I can get to that root, then I can make the call and do it. It's not easy, but I can do it.
I have an
Is it a battery
answer.
drainer or a battery charger? Are they working for you?
Yeah, I love that.
I'll try to keep this concise because we're almost done. But the thing, and Mary, you mentioned it before, how important health is for you. And there's a book that a colleague of mine wrote that hasn't been released yet. Brilliant, okay? And her whole thing is becoming your vision. Like, what is it that you need to understand for yourself in order to have this vision of what's clear for you? And then the first one is the field of your of body. Right. So I was going to say right away, meditation would have been the thing that gives me the answers now. But if you think about how you eat, how you like all the physical traits, it's a foundational component. Okay. And again, I'm going to go quickly and I'm probably not doing it justice, but what the heck? So field of body's first, then attention is second. Field of attention, what are you paying attention to? Okay. When you feel good and your foundation and your body and your thought, mind and your spirit, everything's in alignment. Now you're putting attention to the things that matter for you. Okay. Now what the next step is the field of expression. Okay. How are you communicating? What is it that you're saying? Okay. The next one is the field of meaning. What are you putting meaning to now that you're starting to become aligned? And then finally, the last one is what's your inner vision? Purpose, okay? The purpose piece that you're talking about now. So everything that we talk about, even on this podcast, if you break it down into those steps, we're basically talking about all these things. Now, once you're in a full alignment in this case and you have an inner vision and you know where you're going, either everybody comes with you or they remove themselves away. They don't know how to be.
Some will,
So
some won't.
some will, some won't. right? And then
Right.
there's the energy charge, right? So if all three of us are running in the space of wanting to understand, wanting to learn, wanting to grow, wanting to attend, wanting to express, physically moving, doing all these things, the charge is at a much higher level, right?
Yeah.
So think of the battery charge. Now, if it's positive, what happens if anybody, well, I don't know if that works, and all the negative stuff comes in?
Yeah. Or even just nonsense. Even just
Nonsense,
nonsense. Yeah.
gossip. I mean, it's like,
Gossip.
whatever.
Yeah, there I love that quote. I don't know who originally said it, but people there are people who talk about, we strong minds talk about ideas, weak minds talk about people. Something like that. It's a good one. Yeah. Anyway, I like it. Field
Good
of
enough. Me too.
health,
Field of body,
field of
field
body.
of attention, field of expression. Expression, I think, comes first, or meaning. I can't remember, but field of expression, field of meaning, and then inner vision, field of inner
Right.
vision.
Okay. Love it.
So once it
All right.
gets
Well, let's end
launched,
this
we'll talk
podcast,
about
end a relationship today.
it.
Until next
Good.
time, everyone.
I'm
Yeah,
out
that's
of here.
right. Yeah, that's it. This is
Ciao.
the end. This is the
See you
literal
never.
end. No, it's not.
Bye-bye.
It's only the end till next week. All
It's the end of the
right.
end.
It's right. The end of the end. Yeah. All right, folks. Have a good one.
Ciao,
See you all
everyone.
next week. Bye-bye.
And that's all for this episode of Meaningful Mischief. If you found value in today's conversation, you can subscribe wherever you podcast. And hey, spread the mischief yourself. You'll find all the links in the show notes. You can visit us at meaningfulmischief.com and follow us on Instagram at meaningfulmischief. Until next time, keep making meaning and have fun while doing it. This is Meaningful Mischief, signing off.